Suzanne Hunter's Hollywood Hits and Brit Flicks review for the screen adaptation of Macbeth. Now, this is Justin Terzl's second foray onto the screen, his second film, and it really is electrifying and magnetic, a wonderful version of the Scottish play. Now, fans of film and filmmakers amongst you will have already known that this film was set to compete in the Palme d'Or at this year's Cannes Film Festival in May, and it enjoyed a preview screening in July at BAFTA in Piccadilly, which I was delighted to go and see. Now, the film is yet to be released in the UK and will open in round about September-October time. Now, fans of quality film and original, authentic Shakespeare adaptations will just adore this screen version. It's superbly directed by Justin Kurzel. The cinematography by Adam Akopal is breathtaking, and you will just adore the acting, which is absolutely first rate. Now, the wonderful thing about the medium film is the immediacy, and we certainly get this in the battle scenes. We definitely get to understand Macbeth the warrior, something that on stage is really only understood through the characters talking and reportage on the scenes. So obviously it gains a lot by using the medium of film. Of course, this is a marvellous screen adaptation by Jacob Koskov, Luilo and Michael Leslie. Couple this with sensitive and intuitive direction and we really get to understand the main characters, Macbeth and Lady Macbeth, and their vulnerability. As even before the Weird Sisters prophecy, the screenplay plants the seeds of ambition already dormant in both these characters. We also sense a great sense of loss as well, and as I say, very vulnerable, sensitive characters waiting for something to happen, waiting for a sign to see if their life can be turned around and into something great. Now, Justin Kurzel, having heard him talk after the film, it was interesting to note he worked on the stage play of Macbeth, but there's nothing stagey about this film. It feels very real and very truthful. It was good to get to ask Justin questions and to hear about the choices that were made. That he was delighted to say he used very bold choices, and that was definitely reflected by the cinematography, the lighting, and the scenes in which he set his characters. We get the sense of how small and vulnerable they are with the sort of set and production design in the large castles. And we see their fearfulness and vulnerability. We also see them gaining power as well. And we before even killing Duncan and assuming the power, we also feel their guilt and the decline into the final showdown, of course, and the resolution. Now, everything complements each other in this film. The filters used and the slow-mo, to hearing that the lenses used were the same as in Dances with Wolves, it made complete sense as the chase in the woodland of Lady Macduff, as well as Banquo's chase sequence, was really benefited from the techniques and these technical tools, as did the battle scenes. I say the cinematography was amazing by Adam Akopal, and also Chris Dickens must be given much credit for the editing, as it really never dragged for a minute, considering we're talking about Shakespeare here. Paddy Considine as Banquo was powerful yet calm, a man who comes to haunt Macbeth. Sean Harris as Macduff always has a strong presence, a very popular TV actor and British film actor. Lots of power, but also vulnerability. Lady Macbeth, a fantastic character, a real heart-rending performance. And David Thewlis as King Duncan, another one who gives a strong performance with great presence. In fact, all the actors, obviously very numerous to mention, but were absolutely phenomenal. It's a great ensemble cast. Now, this is a production where direction, script and acting, we really truly feel that Macbeth the warrior could be a tyrant driven to murder on multiple counts. Yet, the perfection in the acting is that we still feel for him. And Michael Fassbender and Marilyn Cotillard as Lady Macbeth have a real chemistry. The chemistry you'd hope to see. A sexual chemistry, a feeling that he will do anything for her, and vice versa. Now, I found Marion a little bit hard to hear in the first couple of scenes, but even though she wasn't audibly projected, her intention was always projected, always very clear in her purpose. And she still manages to make the scenes very clear when she's grieving for her child, and of course the famous out-spot scene is done with a lot of subtlety and understatement. in that sense, it really was a good choice because you understand far more than other productions about the correlation between the murder of Duncan and the murder of her unborn child. The guilt that she feels goes far deeper than the spot of blood. Now, Marion Cotillard gives a great performance, as does Michael Fassbender, as Macbeth himself, who we absolutely feel his majesty, his power, but also he has the ability to make us feel attracted to him, but also repelled by his actions at the same time. Not a tricky thing to do, but he absolutely pulls it off. Now, another one of the stars has to almost certainly be the stunning scenery of Scotland itself. Delighted to hear they did use Scotland. It really was like a sort of Glencoe, very foreboding, misty. But obviously it brought challenges with it because Duncan Kersal, the director, said there were a lot of boggy mires. And Marion Cotillard managed to get stuck in one of the bogs and they lost a couple of cameramen temporarily in the misty surroundings. But talking of bogs, you couldn't get any less bogged down. As I say, the editing was brilliant. The pace was excellent. Director Justin Kersal and Chris Dickens, for the editing, to be given credit there. It never lost anything for a moment, and there was no extraneous dialogue to be dragged down with. The settings chosen for the production and production design were very well chosen indeed, and really served the part and the play, and the film rather. So yeah, I mean, it really is, if you want to have everything, you know, drama, suspense, characters who you care about, never false, always truthful, it's really a triumph from start to finish, and I totally recommend going to see the Scottish play, or rather Macbeth, starring Michael Fassbender and Marion Cotillard, directed by Justin Kersal. And that was Suzanne Hunter's Hollywood Hits and Brit Flicks review for Macbeth. Brooklyn's Radio.